You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the full 4 years of Trump's second term.
We're going to make America great again.
Complete coverage and what it means. What it means here.
Thanks, Sky.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is the fourth and final hour of our get together today. It is 9:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yep, it's the 9 o'clock stretch. Good news. Looks like what we're concerned about, wintry weather, freezing temps. It looks like we are all good, except maybe in the very, very northern reaches of the radio station. But really, I've kind of dodged a bullet in many ways, because with that mix, that wintry weather, it's not the fear of snow per se. It's the fear of, you know, icing of roads. That definitely would not be a good thing. And then, of course, we're always concerned about the effects on agriculture, whether it's very personal for things that you planted or whether it's for ag overall and commerce in the state of Florida. So we have our expert on that, Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. We're doing great.
So we had snow in North Florida. How do you think, or how will it impact, ag and, you know, the growing of stuff in the whole North Florida area?
Well, fortunately, right now, we are not growing, you know, our row crops and things. Those won't be planted for a few more months there. But we are growing, you know, 70% of all the fresh vegetables on the eastern seaboard of the United States and South Florida today. And thank God it didn't snow in South Florida and destroy a lot of those crops. But, we've had agriculture is always affected by these type of events. Obviously, cattle. We have aquaculture in the area. We have some citrus and things. And so there will be some damage. This would be nothing like, you know, obviously a hurricane or things like that. Or if it were in the middle of planting season and this were happening, kind of like when Hurricane Milton came across our strawberry industry and took up a lot of the plastic and got rid of a lot of the infrastructure they had there planted. It cost them $4,000 or $5,000 an acre. This is not an event like that. As the snow melts and ice melts in North Florida, it'll actually be helpful to the water table there because we've been in very dry conditions. But it's very dangerous outside today, you know, because we don't have real snow like we do up north. We have ice and snow, and that ice will be very slippery, obviously, from people falling down, that kind of hazard, to people not being able to drive on ice, obviously. And so if you're in North Florida and you can stay home today, that's probably going to be the best outcome for you and your family.
Yeah, I look, with the all the festivities going on in D.C., you know, what it means politically is there's a brand new administration and taking a new direction in many ways from the previous administration. How does that impact you, especially knowing that Florida is producing these very talented people and Trump's been scooping them up and taking them to D.C.? Does that impact you and what you do for the state of Florida?
Well, you know, we've been very blessed in the state of Florida to have an abundance of leadership and talent. And I'm surprised, you know, when President Trump moved to Florida, and obviously it not only did a lot more Floridians become familiar with the president and who he is and what he is. But when we led through COVID, and again, you know this, Bob, but, you know, I served in the Florida Senate during that time, was Senate president. We're very proud of all of the accomplishments of Floridians, right? We paid half of our debt down in the last 12 years. We cut taxes by $15 billion. We balance our budget. We have surpluses. We've grown a state that is unparalleled to any other state, right? We have school choice, universal school choice. The list goes on and on and on. We were the first state to ban fake meat, to, you know, all of the things that make us the free state of Florida, whether it's in agriculture or the business or the economy or all of the things that we did. And to be 100% straight about it, most of that, you know, started under Rick Scott's leadership. Now we have Rick Scott in the Senate, Ashley Moody now in as a senator. But when you look at the Trump cabinet, you think Pam Bondi. And again, Pam Bondi was one of the first people that I'd helped work on statewide election for our attorney general back in 2010 in Florida. Now she's going to be the attorney general of the United States. Obviously Ashley was appointed. Colonel Waltz being appointed to the National Security Advisor.
Great move.
When you go down the list of Floridians, now they're in that cabinet. We're very, very proud of that. But we're seeing around this country as a beacon of hope, right? When I'm, no matter where I'm traveling, when you say you're from Florida, it gets people's attention and they recognize us as the free state of Florida doing the right thing. And by the way, we don't say this all the time, but we have very good conservative values here in the state of Florida. Parents are in charge of education. You know, parents are in charge of raising their kids. We don't let the woke education system, as I call them, the socialism factories, reign over our people here in Florida. Now, we had a lot of problems, but over the last 4 or 5 years, we have fixed a lot of those problems, or at least we have attempted to push back on those things. We're sort of the first in the country to go down these paths. So it's not surprising when you scoop up a bunch of Floridians to help straighten out Washington. And by the way, I think they're going to do a tremendous job because the blueprint and the pattern is set. We just now have to apply it to national politics.
Yeah, and I think that Congresswoman Kat Kamick echoes exactly what you said. You know, bring Florida to D.C. basically and Floridify the federal government in some ways. Now, we're coming on the season where we could do some celebration and really appreciate the agriculture that we do have in the Sunshine State. Tell us about, you know, state fairs and what's that February 6th that's coming up in just a few weeks.
Yeah, no, this is something we're very proud of. You know, you've got fairs are going to be starting. The state fair kicks off early February, and you know, this is all about agriculture, right? We want people to come there, enjoy all the agricultural products that will be there, and most of the agricultural products that will be at your fair will be the local product. At the state fair, clearly it will come from all over the state. Exhibitors, entertainment, all of the things, and the fair food, right? I should not fail to mention the fair food, which is what a lot of us go for. But, you know, it's about to start off. And once the state fair goes, then you have all the smaller fairs around the state. And so I would encourage anyone listening to Google your area of the state, because most of the time each county has their own state fair. Has their own fair, county fair. We only have one state fair. But each county has fairs, and if you're wherever you are, Google to see when your fair is and plan on participating. Go and maybe buy a swine or a plant or, you know, some of the children's projects, the FFA and 4-H kids. But it's a tradition every year, and it's something that we are continuing to improve on. And I'll give you an example. In our FFA kids, we had 30,000 FFA children, I think, 4 years ago. Today, we have over 60,000 because of some of the investments that the state of Florida has made in making it affordable for children to do that and getting involved in agriculture. And then last year in our farm bill in the state of Florida, we said, look, if these children have 4-H and FFA events that are sanctioned, you have to give them an excused absence from school to go participate.
Yeah,
so now our children can do those things more freely. And it's what we want, right? We want our children and our young people involved in agriculture.
Just one question related to that whole thing. There is a concern about future farmers, per se, 4-H and FFA. Is there any numbers that help to guide us that X amount of these, a percentage of these young people, will end up either in ag or directly in farming?
Yeah, when you look at the trends have been down, for the last 40 years, less than 1% of us derive our income from agriculture. The average age of farmers today in the state of Florida, I think, is 57 or 8, which doesn't bode well, right? Because we're growing older, and in agriculture, we need youth to come into agriculture. And by the way, I would say that today, a lot of those jobs, most people, when they think of agriculture, is purely, you know, you put your blue jeans or overalls on and you go out and you work in a field. And there are some of that. Some of those things happen today. But most of agriculture today is technology. AI, best management practices. The equipment that you have today is completely electronical. A lot of it is driverless equipment. But the more and more that we use AI and artificial intelligence in agriculture, which we've been using for decades now, we call them best management practices here. The more and more technical it is to be in agriculture. And so there's a lot of great jobs in agriculture. And just as a reminder, over 2 million people went to work today in agriculture in the state. It is the second leading driver of the economy. And, you know, I don't like to put it in over $200 billion of economic output. So it's a very large component of the Florida economy. During a recession, during a pandemic, agriculture is the leading driver of the economy in the state. And a lot of folks don't realize that, so I love to brag on that. But if you're a young person, there are great opportunities in agriculture, and you should be taking advantage of them. And it's everything from AI jobs and technology and computers to actually, you know, working in those fields and crops. So I would encourage them.
And that's exactly why I asked the question. You had a great answer, as usual. Florida Ag Commissioner Wilton Simpson, sir, always a pleasure. Hope to talk to you soon, and stay dry and stay warm.
Thank you, Bob. You too.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, try to get people excited, like, you know, they got excited about the trades a few years ago.
Yeah.
Great opportunities. Same thing with ag. 9:17 on the Bob Rose Show. We're about 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. More headlines on the way as well. 97.3 The Sky.
John Hannity.
What do you think these known terrorists are plotting to do in this country?
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
Finally, Mayorkas, even he's now admitting that violent migrant crime is exploding.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The top story all day has been the weather. But now we can breathe a sigh of relief. It looks like the really wintry conditions that we were most concerned about, we've dodged a bullet, basically, and we're in good shape here. But better to be, you know, safe and err on the side of caution, because you can imagine if we did have a bunch of icy roads, that could have got real ugly real quick. And so everything should be back to normal. You know, business day tomorrow, school day tomorrow, all those things should be right back on track. And, you know, your patience is appreciated, you know, because the less people on the road, less chance there is of something happening. We got lucky. The temperatures didn't, you know, drop any lower for any longer of a period. So that's good. What else is going on? You know, the TikTok thing, if I'm being honest, you know, I don't give a rat's backside about TikTok. I just don't care. TikTok, hickory dickory dock, I don't care. Social media. I mean, corporate, I take my responsibilities on social media extremely, you know, it's how you reach out to people. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I know how addicting it is. That's one of the reasons why I'm against it in general. Like, I get sucked into it just like everybody else. It has some social media outlets. Can be good, catch up, keep up to date with family and friends, people that you don't get to see that often, but you still, you know, care about them and think about them. And a lot of it can be fantastic. A lot of uplifting stuff, too, by the way. You know? Kind of, you know, daily prayers and other things. And, you know, you can send encouraging words to friends that may be going through a difficult time. But this TikTok thing, I mean, his own... You know, the data was all going back to China. But listen to this. And I just saw this. I just found this in the New York Post. The tables have turned. And now China is worried about the U.S. corrupting the Asian nation's youth via social media.
Wow.
You see, TikTok in China would have things like showing an artist painting, children singing. It was all enriching, shall we say, type of material on there. It wasn't like it's used here.
Educationally, right? Then, yeah.
Chinese-owned video sharing app Red Note is reportedly considering quarantining American users. over concerns that they are a poor influence on China's own young people. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Our kids definitely would be. I mean, really, politics aside, yeah, you're right. But that's all kind of part of freedom and things like that. And ahead of TikTok being banned and going dark on Sunday, of course, it's all been alleviated. The president's giving an extended period. What did I say it was? 74 days or something like that. So, yeah, it was off. It was offline, so to speak, for about 14 hours. But 3 million Americans joined Red Note in just a single day last week, calling themselves TikTok refugees. But that instantly caused a culture clash. Yep, Americans descended on Chinese influencers' comment sections with sexualized messages. How do you say mommy in Chinese, like in a horny way? One American user commented. And I probably don't need to share a whole lot more with you, but just to let you know that China, be careful what you ask for. Oh, you want data? You want information on what Americans are up to? Yeah, we'll send it directly to you and your utes. Yeah, you and your utes. And yeah, it will scare the Chinese parents. Like, no, what are we doing? Now, maybe it'll be good with the kids, like the teen kids, because they're rebellious, right?
Sure.
And so they get this American influence. Like, yeah, we want to do really crazy, stupid, zany stuff. Let's eat some Tide Pods, you guys. Mm. Come on, man.
And think, exporting America to China was what Richard Nixon had in mind all those years ago.
We thought it would be Levi's and Coca-Cola, and that's it would change the world. But no. No, it could be social media. And nasty Americans being nasty on the social media. Yeah, I am sure we're, how do you say this? I hate to use the word advanced, but we're advanced in areas that we shouldn't be proud of, you know. And Chinese kids are exposed to it now. Hey, didn't they want their population to go up?
I thought so.
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go. Inspiration.
It's a win-win, I guess. Jeez. 928 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally get your podcasts, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Just click on subscribe. All right? More headlines, more information, and more, historical stuff coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
Is Sky News.
For the nomination of Pam Bondi.
We have got to work together to make America safe again.
Trending stories.
Marco Rubio, the State Department.
And why they matter.
Strong America engaged in the world.
North Central Florida's news station.
A ceasefire deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas.
Our Attorney General, Ashley Moody, will serve as our next U.S. Senator.
I'm ready to show up and fight for this nation.
On air and everywhere on the Odyssey app. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Wintertime winds blow cold this season.
It's sort of cold.
Need to know how to dress.
This guy tells me.
The only station I listen to.
Winter's so cold.
When the wind blows cold, you need to know.
We get some winter here.
97.3, The Sky.
The original Hoodie Outlaw.
Hoodie Outlaw?
Yeah, Hoodie.
I know who you're talking
about.
You
do?
I do. Because I remember the sketch. People our age, the sketch is ingrained in our mind forever. Though, just think aviators, right?
9:36 on the Bob Rose Show. Well,
am I right?
Well, you're not confusing that with D.B. Cooper, are you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I think there was a sketch where he had glasses on, but not the hood.
Yes.
The hood represents the Unabomber.
Man, that is so...
Ted Kaczynski. Oh. Otherwise known as Theodore J. Kaczynski, because it was on this day in Sacramento, California, in a courtroom there in 1998 that he pled guilty to all federal charges against him, acknowledging his responsibility for a 17-year campaign of package bombings.
That's why it's so much a part of our life. We were young. That was a big chunk of our life.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Born in 1942, Kaczynski attended Harvard University, received a PhD in mathematics from the University of Michigan. He worked as an assistant mathematics professor at the University of California at Berkeley, but abruptly quit in 1969. In the early 1970s, Kaczynski began living as a recluse in western Montana. And you want to talk about off the grid?
Oh, yeah.
He lived in a 10 by 12 foot cabin without heat. Without electricity, Greg, it didn't even have running water.
Wow.
Yeah.
And actually, you can still see that cabin. They like put it into a building, like in a museum or something. You can actually still see it.
Yeah, I think I'd rather visit the farm that, the big TV show was filmed at, the Yellowstone Ranch.
Probably so.
Or what?
But this was a piece of history for sure.
Oh, yeah. From that location, isolated like that. He began the bombing campaign that would kill three people and injure more than 20 others. The primary targets were universities, but he also placed a bomb on an American Airlines flight in 1979 and sent one to the home of the president of United Airlines in 1980. Mm-hmm. After federal investigators set up the Unabomb Task Force, the name came from the words university and airline bombing. Did you know that?
No.
Neither did I.
Wasn't it his brother that figured it out?
I think it was.
Like, I think based on everything I've seen, heard, hey, face it, the guy's a genius. He was a genius. But troubled, shall we say.
Well, yeah. I mean, still, but a murderer. You know what I mean? Like, the genius doesn't take away from the fact that he was a murderer of innocent people.
No, but it's why he probably got by with it as long as he did.
The bombers left little physical evidence, so that makes it tougher to track down. And the only eyewitnesses found in the case could describe the suspect only as a man in a hooded sweatshirt and sunglasses. Yep. And yes, that was a famous sketch dating back to 1987. Think about it. It happened so many years before, and it took him until 1987 to come up with that police sketch that now is iconic, I guess, in some ways. In 1995... The Washington Post, in collaboration with the New York Times, published a 35,000-word anti-technology manifesto written by a person claiming to be the Unabomber. Recognizing elements of his brother's writings, David Kaczynski went to authorities with his suspicions, and Ted Kaczynski was arrested in April of 1996 in his cabin. Federal investigators found ample evidence linking him to the bombings, including bomb parts, journal entries, and drafts of the manifesto. Yeah, so it was that widespread printing of the manifesto that made all the difference. So his brother, his own brother, but he's a murderer. Ted Kaczynski's a murderer. So his brother stepped forward to save people's lives. Kaczynski was arraigned in Sacramento, charged with bombings in 85, 93, and 95. It killed two people, maimed two others. A bombing in New Jersey in 1994 also resulted in a victim's death. Despite his lawyer's efforts, Kaczynski rejected an insanity plea. After attempting suicide in his jail cell in early 1998, he appealed to the U.S. District Court Judge Garland Burrell Jr. to allow him to represent himself and agreed to undergo psychiatric evaluation. A court-appointed psychiatrist diagnosed him with paranoid schizophrenia, and Judge Burrell ruled that Kaczynski could not defend himself, and that helped prosecutors and defense reach a plea bargain, which allowed prosecutors to avoid arguing for the death penalty for a mentally ill defendant. So, wow. And then he served a life sentence until his death on June the 10th, 2023. But for a crime like that high profile, to go on that long.
That's amazing.
It really is. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and Caffer Carroll, good morning.
Good morning. About Ted Kaczynski, he was quite the genius, and he had a very promising career, and he was quickly rising up the ranks. But I'm trying to, some of this is a bit rather vague in my memory, the details, but that he was pulled into these MK Ultra experiments. which were very brutal, and it was about mind control and using torture and all that. And that's what flipped him, is what is told.
So that MK Ultra, that was a tool of what, like the CIA or something they were doing stuff with?
Yes, and there's a lot of nefarious stuff that is told about that, including those things were done on children, too.
Yeah, see, this is one of those things where, you know, 15 years ago, you go, yeah, gotta go. And now you go, oh, our government? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's not beyond what they can do left untended or whatever?
Uh-huh.
Unattended.
Yep.
MK Ultra, that does sound familiar. I think that was a program that there's probably a documentary on it. I'll have to check that out. And then, you know, you've got to, you know, examine the information and decide for yourself, because
yeah,
there's a lot of things that we have done behind the scenes that shown the light of day, and the light of day don't look too good.
Mm-mm.
But that doesn't mean you go into schools and teach all the kids America bad, evil.
Right. Right. How about you just moving forward, stop doing those stupid kinds of things?
Now, there is a sound idea.
I thought it sounded good.
I like it. Yeah.
So.
And while we're at it, let's not weaponize government against political candidates.
Yeah.
How about that?
Crazy concepts we're coming up with here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, we have it all around us. Listen to this. Elon Musk was basically, you know, saluting the crowd, but he put his hand on his heart, and then he extended his arm out.
Right.
My heart goes out to you.
Yeah.
They're trying to say, oh, yeah, yeah, that's like a Nazi salute.
Unreal.
Which it isn't. A Nazi salute.
You can't see that he's putting a mustache on.
Yeah, because it was my dad that would, like, reenact it. But
right.
The arm going straight up and out.
Yes,
wasn't right. Off to the side.
It wasn't a wave.
It wasn't a wave.
No.
It just came from his heart. And, yes, they're saying the palm of his hand should have been a little bit more visible. Instead, it was facing down.
You can find clips if you want to. If you want to break it down just into, in fact, someone had done it on Facebook. There's a picture of Kamala with her arm out like that. There's a picture of Hillary with her arm out like that. And then someone said, "Well, you got to take the whole thing in context." You're right. Watch the video and see what he was saying.
No. What the left's trying to say, Greg, is,
yes,
you know, keep it in context and the understanding. If it's a Democrat, if it's somebody who's Republican or supportive, especially
they
of
really are not
Trump,
people. Yeah.
Then we've already decided the person is evil. We're just looking for signs of it.
Right.
Yeah, that's it. See? Uh-huh. See what he did there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's South African, people. Come on.
By the way, when you're in a crowd, there's only one way to wave. It is sort of like the Miss America, whatever. You
Miss
see,
America/
I'm rotating
princess.
My hand.
Yeah.
And that's all you do. You kind of, the elbow somewhat fixed, and then the wrist, maybe in the forearm, just kind of rotate with an open hand. That is your standard wave. Everybody should learn that.
That works if you're the queen, but, you know, I just think for most men, that's a little, not so much.
Yeah, you got to be careful because, you know, you make a fist, they'll say that stands
that black
for something.
Power? That was black power back
in
the day.
Well, but if a white guy does it, is that white power? I don't know. That's why all these symbols.
See, you can't talk or move your arms under the old administration.
Don't give, like, a peace sign or put your appendages in any certain order. Could be anything from a gang symbol to, you know, blank you to good luck. I mean, who knows, right?
Well, and the I love you and the hang loose and the Satan symbols are very similar.
Was this one instead of A-OK? What did that mean? Was that a racist thing?
That was started to show that. People will catch on and grab something. It was fake.
It was fake to begin, like an experiment.
It was put out there. Let's say this is racist, and every time somebody does that, they'll call them racist, and they did.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. People, quit being stupid. Just stop
but
it.
But you don't have to say that to our listeners.
No, but I want them to tell the other people, stop being stupid.
But then they have to interact with stupid.
Yeah, but maybe if we can convert
That's why I stay home a lot.
Oh, man.
already some pictures emerging, and I'm sure you'll see more in the ensuing days. Freeze warning! Florida sees heaviest snowfall in state's history as unprecedented winter storm slams the South. And they're talking about Pensacola.
Yeah.
This is from the New York Post, but it says widespread reports of anywhere from 5 to 12 inches of snowfall.
Wow.
Reported around Pensacola. That would definitely be record setting.
We got sleet like within a year of me moving here. So 2014-15-ish, we got a good Saturday sleeting. That was a little surprising to me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do my part, later when I get off the air. I got some errands to run.
Yeah.
And so I'll be driving my 5.7 liter Hemi
America
Ram truck I named Magma because we need climate change.
Yes, we do.
Let's warm this sucker up, I would say.
Do what you can.
Warm that sucker up. I'm talking about planet Earth.
Makes
that
you smile.
Blue marble.
Yes.
It's shivering right now. Let's lend a hand. Keep burning those fossil fuels. We'll survive.
Oh, yeah.
Coming up next, it's your chance to weigh in with things that make you smile. Upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts. You can do it. Things that make you smile. 877-975-9825. Brought to you by Transformation Dentistry and Dr. Samantha Annis.
Levin. I understand we need to cut the budget. I don't understand why we're not addressing entitlements.
6 o'clock.
We need to save some of these programs that people have invested in over 30, 40, 50 years of their career.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Oh, another day in paradise, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Time to call in and give us some upbeat positive thoughts. You know what would make me smile? Sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like to see the sun come out. We'll see how that works out for me. But in the meantime, call in 877-975-9825 with things that make you smile. Now brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Same location as where Robin was and the same great care. All right. Let's go and talk to Mike. What's making you smile?
Hi. Yesterday, when you were warning about black ice and then needing chains or studs on your tires going through mountain passes, particularly Interstate 80 and Donner Pass in California.
Yes, go ahead.
Greg.
Yes.
Greg, asking you, Bob, about stopping for lunch. Made me smile, even if it might have been in poor taste.
Yeah.
Poor taste.
Yeah. No, yes. Greg's a big hit in New Guinea.
Yeah.
And if anybody doesn't know the Donner history, the Donner Party, I guess you could call it.
Look it up. There's a movie.
The Donner Buffet, if you're into Greg's sense of humor, might be.
Oh, suddenly I've got this really, really warped sense of humor.
I never knew you were so just dark. The darkness has appeared.
One joke.
I can't even say it with a straight face.
And I knew, and suddenly I'm just the bad guy. So, oh well.
Well, I mean, I wasn't familiar with the area, and as soon as I became familiar with the area, of course, that is the first, last and only thing that you think of area.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
This is Sky News.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Trending stories.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And why they matter.
From this moment on, America's decline is over.
Updates every 30 minutes. Breaking news at once.
I was saved by God to make America great again.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Eating breakfast regularly has been shown to help reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and obesity, according to a new study from University of California, Davis Health. There's evidence eating a healthy breakfast will help with brain function, especially memory and focus, according to them. And the preferred meal may include oatmeal.
Really?
Yes. Or as my dad would offer it up in such a tasty version. Hey, boy, want me to fix you up some oatmeal smothered in lard?
Wow, yummy.
What if they put that in a health study? And that would be the smoking gun. That is your smoking gun, and it is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have yourself a great, safe day. See ya.